News release: Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit in response to the province's recent lifting of restrictions and the mandatory mask requirements for most indoor settings as of March 21. Simcoe Muskoka's Medical Officer of Health Dr. Charles Gardner has released a special statement to those who live, work and visit Simcoe Muskoka, urging residents to continue practicing basic public health preventive measures to reduce transmission of COVID-19. Although most public safety measures have been lifted in Ontario, we are still experiencing a substantial amount of COVID-19 transmission in our communities and there is the potential for some increase in transmission in the weeks to come. The easing of restrictions and learning to live with COVID-19 does not mean that it is gone or that the pandemic is over. I strongly recommend that all people continue to practice public health measures to help protect themselves and those around them from COVID-19, said Gardner. I also ask all Simcoe Muskoka residents to be patient, kind and compassionate towards others, respecting their choice whether or not they continue to wear a mask in public and to take the other precautions that I have advised, and to respect the choice of businesses and organizations that may keep in place policies requiring these measures. Throughout the pandemic, the health unit has and continues to recommend that everyone practice public health prevention measures, such as wearing a mask, physical distancing, staying home when ill, and handwashing, as ways to help reduce risk and prevent the spread of the virus. These measures are particularly important as the highly transmissible Omicron variant is still very much present and can occur even amongst those vaccinated, although this risk is reduced with a primary series and booster dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Although more than 80% of our eligible population is vaccinated with their primary series, there is still a percentage of those who have not been vaccinated, and almost half, 47%, of those eligible have not received a booster, said Gardner. A booster dose does help to reduce the risk of becoming infected with COVID-19 and transmitting to others, and it provides better protection against severe illness than does the primary vaccination series. Vaccination remains an essential tool to reduce the spread of COVID-19. The health unit strongly encourages those who are eligible to get vaccinated as soon as they can, particularly a booster dose for eligible individuals aged 12 years and older, which helps to reduce the risk for severe illness and chance of being hospitalized if infected. Youth aged 12 to 17 are eligible for a booster shot at least 6 months, 168 days, after they receive their second dose, while adults 18 years and older can receive a booster 3 months, 84 days, after their second dose. It is equally important that children aged 5 to 11 years receive 2 doses of the pediatric COVID-19 vaccine and parents are encouraged to get children vaccinated as soon as they are able. Vaccinating children not only protects them at school and extracurricular activities, it also helps to protect family members at home. The lifting of mask requirements in most public settings took effect on March 21, 2022. Although masks remain mandatory in high-risk and congregate settings such as public transit, long-term care homes, shelters, and healthcare facilities, including all SMDHU community or school-based vaccination clinics. On March 1, the province removed capacity limits in all indoor public settings and lifted proof of vaccination requirements. However, individual businesses and organizations may choose to continue to require proof of vaccination. Guidance and information for local businesses and organizations about these changes is updated regularly on the health unit's website. To learn more about COVID-19, vaccines and current public health safety measures and requirements, visit www.smdhu.org/COVID-19.